What words do people use to describe salespeople? When I ask this during my live seminars, invariably the first one anybody says is slick, and then the second one is usually slimy. Then they go to shyster, liar, cheat, thief, greedy, big mouth, egotistical, slimeball, which I don't think is fair because that's two slimes in there. They never say anything nice about salespeople. And I call that the salesman stigma. Why do salespeople have such a bad reputation? The short answer is they deserve it. But that's not a real good answer, because who really deserves it are the wannabe salespeople, the slouches, which is the vast majority of the salespeople out there. What is the failure rate in the sales profession? It's about 95%. And what that means is that out of every 100 people that start a job as a salesman, within 1 year, 95 of them are gone. And by the way, I'll tell you just exactly how long they tend to last. They last until just before they're ready to go off of their training salary and into straight commission. I personally feel that it is this 95% of them that drop out that are the ones that are giving the sales profession a bad name. I often say that if a real salesman walked in the door right now, you wouldn't even know it. And that's because he would not be wearing a plaid jacket and have a big mouth and be telling a lot of jokes, because that's not what the real salesmen do. That's what the wannabe salesmen do. That's what the slouches do. Why do so many people fail in sales? It's because they get into it under the wrong assumptions. Here's the way things work in this world. When a guy has got no education, no training, no skills, no prospects, and pretty much nothing going for him, he tries a job in sales. Why? Because sales is easy. The phone rings and you make money. All you need is the gift of gab, know a lot of jokes, and be a bit of a BSer, ha ha. Once they find out that that is not what salesmanship is all about, they usually become a guy that paints houses, because that's easy too. And then when they find out that that's not as easy as they thought it was, they become a guy who mows lawns, because that's easy too. And when they find out that's not as easy as they thought it was, they usually become my son-in-law. These wannabe salesmen that are out there giving my chosen profession a bad rap really bug me. I remember. Believe it or not, people used to be nice. When I was growing up, hitchhiking was a very common and acceptable mode of transportation. Not everyone had a car, and people that had cars were more than willing to share rides. When I was growing up, if you were walking on the left side of the road like you're supposed to, it meant you wanted to walk. If you were walking on the right-hand side of the road, you didn't necessarily even have to walk backwards with your thumb out to get a ride. People would just pull up and roll down the window and say, "Hey, do you need a ride?" Then people started to be afraid to pick up hitchhikers, and then the next thing you knew, people were afraid to hitchhike. Well, in 1987, that was about the last year we were still picking up hitchhikers, I picked up a hitchhiker. And we're driving along, and I guess he figures he wants to make a little small talk, and he says, "So what do you do for a living?" I said, "I'm a salesman." He says, "Are you any good?" I said, "Nah." He said, "I didn't think so." "You know how I knew?" I said, "Nah." He says, "I got this friend that just got into sales, see?" And having just gotten into sales, by the way, is the operative phrase here. "But I got this friend that just got into sales, see, and he's nothing like you. See, he dresses real flashy, okay? He wears a lot of gold jewelry. He's got earrings. He's got necklaces and everything. He mousses his hair up, all right? His clothes are real colorful and loud. And when he talks real loud. And he tells a lot of jokes. And he uses a lot of wild hand gestures and everything. And you're bland. you're nothing. And I just kept driving along and said, yeah, I'm probably not going to make it. And this day, his friend is my son-in-law. So don't be one of those salesmen with the loud clothes, the gold jewelry, and the jokes, and the loud talk, and the big hand gestures. You could very well end up being my son-in-law.